This is Neijing Now, prioritizing well-being. Neijing is the vitality that shields us from disease. Neijing Now, demystifying medicine, cultivating resilience, empowering host resistance, prioritizing primary prevention. I'm Dr. Jayashree Chander. I welcome you to another short clip exploring Neijing Now. This is the second installation in a series on doctors without health insurance. I spoke with Dr. Aaron Blackledge, founder of Care Practice, a private fee-for-service clinic in San Francisco, in the fall of 2011, about his perspective on health insurance. Many of his patients do not carry health insurance. He and his family, like me, only carry catastrophic health insurance. Dr. Blackledge, thank you for offering to tell us about your experience with being a doctor without health insurance.
Yeah, so I think the major thing for us here at Care Practice here in San Francisco is that we really cater to a lot of people without health care. We really feel that our patients are a lot like us, and really there's a lot of difficulty in paying, you know, just as a user or a consumer, paying for something that really has little value. And many of the doctors here don't have health care. I do pay for a catastrophic plan, and you know, which is essentially in case you get hit by a bus, which is really valueless and you know, costs a few thousand dollars a year just to have access in the worst case scenario. You know, I think this is a common thing that people are discovering, this and lack of any value even at a $200 price point per month. So,
yeah, I agree with you. I think that it's pretty much useless insurance. How did you decide that that was the insurance that you were going to carry versus carrying a plush, luxurious health insurance plan?
There's really no value in it. I mean, for people here and working in a place like this where it's very collaborative and supportive and where we have doctors and we do a high level of various care, just having people here that can treat me is, I mean, I would prefer to have you know, maybe a high deductible, you know, $5,000 to $10,000 deductible plan and free healthcare here at my office, rather than a Cadillac insurance, because Cadillac insurance is really valueless. As even good insurance is valueless, much less, you know, high deductible. And that was really one of the, this is one of the core things that I wanted to do when we opened Care Practice, is to do a cash practice that was concierge like, but at a price point that was affordable and that was compelling to even people with great insurance, because if they really sat and evaluated the amount of time it took them on hold, waiting in the office, waiting in the pharmacy, the lack of access, the lack of being able to email, and just really calculated getting in sooner, getting better, getting back to work, the value of that cost to them, that they would rather come here and pay us $150 rather than use their insurance. And if you can demonstrate that, which was what a main goal was, you know, then people start to question, why are we paying for this insurance? And then the whole system kind of shudders a bit.
Yeah, I had that same feeling when I had health insurance through my fellowship last couple years. And I really felt like I was paying more because I had health insurance than I did when I didn't have health insurance.
You know, I remember being a med student, and I can't remember, I had a bronchitis or strep throat or something, and I got amoxicillin, and the copay was more than I knew the medicine cost. And I'm just like, what? Like, how? You know, and I have this, and this is a story I commonly tell when I lecture and do speaking engagements, is I'll have a patient come to me with acute sinus infection that's frustrated, having been fighting their insurance to get a CAT scan. And they finally get it approved after 6 weeks of fighting, and the insurance company is going to pay $1,200. They're going to get stuck paying $500, $600, and they'll get the CAT scan at CPMC. And I turn to them and I say, well, you know, I could get you that same CAT scan today for $320 cash if you want to do it outside of insurance. And that's really a lot of these examples of what's out there. Like, if you're, you know, understanding how to play the game of the system, and you have doctors like we are trained here at Care Practice, is to understand how to find the best value for the consumer and the patients. There's just huge savings out there, for example, like the outpatient radiology as opposed to doing it in the hospital. It's such a great example.
Can you tell us how you get a $1,600 CAT scan for $325?
The main thing is that you get it, instead of in the hospital, you know, where a CAT scan may cost $1,200 to an insured patient. Well, the insurance company would pay $1,200, and then an uninsured patient would pay $4,000. An outpatient facility, if there's money on the table, business will figure out a way to provide a service that they can give fairly and of quality to get that money. To run someone through a tube and get a sheet and have some radiologist look at it from home is worth $320 to an outpatient facility. But a facility at a hospital, this is a whole nother story because they're so inefficient. But if it's cash on the table, business will rise up. So we use a company called RadNet here in the city that does a lot of our outpatient things at a fairly affordable price. And it's been great.
Great. Can you say more about how health insurance, even Cadillac health insurance, is essentially valueless?
Well, I mean, it's what is the value to you? You're paying $800 a month or $900 a month, or your employer is. Healthcare is the largest service sector industry in the United States. And in 2011, it doesn't interact with its customers through the internet. You know, just remarkable. So people are paying $1,000, $900 a month, and they can't even communicate with their main provider through email.
Well, at Kaiser, you can.
Well, but just in general, you can. And people are striving and improving on these things. But the baseline of the average private practice physician is not communicating through the internet.
Well, there are some concerns about privacy and how secure your health information is on the internet.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we just embraced the future. We launched a practice like a funky neighborhood restaurant and pushed it through social media platforms and put it in the mission so young people would talk about it on their blogs and online. You know, so obviously we weren't going to go back. We couldn't. Privacy, I mean, I have people contacting me on Facebook, Twitter, Yelp, you know, sending me texts. I mean, it's people will find me, find my address. I mean, you can't hide. I search myself and they'll just scroll through pictures of my childhood homes and like from the front yard. I'm just like, oh my God. I mean, privacy's dead. It's over. So let's get over it and move on and let's add value to these relationships and start treating people, you know, like they're human beings. And I mean that both patients and doctors, because we're really depriving ourselves of a very high quality relationship that should be the core of healthcare. And I think this whole insurance industry and the way we're structured, this failed delivery model, you know, hopefully it's doing some benefit by being so bad that it will help to destroy itself. Overall, it's been, of course, horrific and terrible. But
the failed delivery model?
You know, just this, the fact that we're paying double what European or other industrialized nations are paying per capita and getting less by every statistical analysis. You step back from healthcare and look at it. This private practice clinic model is something that costs $300,000 to build, 10 years to go to school for, $200,000 in medical school debt, 30 years to build, and at the end of the day, a doctor who's established with 5,000 patients can't give their practice away or find a doctor to take it over and assume the liability. That's pretty remarkable. I mean, 30 years, $1 million, and it's worth nothing? We need to reevaluate. Unfortunately, some of the docs and institutions, they think there's these functional models, and what they don't realize is a lot of those models that they're working in are actually subsidized by institutions and foundations and hospitals. They're not really reality-based models, and we need to really find a model where we're truly pooling risk and money and stratifying it and distributing it fairly and equitably and giving value for what we're spending our money for.
Well said. Very well said. Well, Dr. Blackledge, it's been a pleasure to talk to you, and thank you for sharing your perspective with us. It's been very unusual and very enlightening. Thank you.
Thanks. Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
That was Dr. Aaron Blackledge sharing his thoughts on the value or lack thereof of health insurance. If you or someone you know is un or underinsured, feel free to comment on what you have just heard. I'm Dr. Jayashree Chander, creator of Naging Now, a podcast about prioritizing well-being, on the web at neijingnow.org. Naging Now is independent and entirely listener-supported. If you enjoyed the clip, please share it with your friends. Like us on Facebook and donate generously. Your support is essential to keeping Naging Now alive.